Hello, this is Hugo Gomez calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, how long? In reality,
probably about 5 to 10 minutes at the most.
Okay. Let me just switch phones, okay, buddy?
Okay, thank you. All right.
I don't have a charged phone, so go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. First question, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
One? Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you. Next question. What is your age?
Me, I'm 60 years old.
60, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your gender?
Latino.
By gender, I mean
male.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your race? You said Latino, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. What grade is your child currently in?
She's a senior in high school, so 12th grade.
12th grade. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describe the school where your child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a public charter school? Is it a parochial or Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic private or independent school? Is it a homeschooling or is it another format?
It's public school.
Okay, thank you. Next question. When mm-hmm. it comes to your 12th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your 12th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has your 12th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home, yes or no?
No, because we were doing it from the get-go anyways.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What information do you use to understand your 12th grade child's progress in reading and writing? Literacy screeners, parent-teacher conferences, English language arts like MCAs, conversations with my child, grade report cards, information from my child's teacher, or another way?
Grade and report cards.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 12th grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Does your 12th grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Resources to use at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, small group instruction, and a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? Any of the above?
What was the first one, if you can give me that one again?
Yeah, resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Yeah, I'd say that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you ever looked for help outside of the school to support your 12th grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment, etc.? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Textbooks by Fountains and Pinnell?
They're not using textbooks. They use computers, so.
Okay, so you're not familiar with that? Not too familiar with them? Okay.
No.
What about whole language?
Whole language?
Yes.
What is that?
It's another tool, another mechanism or tool that they use for kids to improve their skills at reading when they do have some issues.
Yeah, not familiar with it, so I disagree.
Okay. Reading recovery?
Disagree.
Okay. Not familiar at all?
Well, she was having trouble reading when she was younger, but now she has no trouble reading, and she does an excellent job, so it's hard to say. If we're looking at her 12th grade, she really hasn't needed any assistance.
Okay, but are you familiar with these tools? Have you ever had to use them in the past?
I don't think so, no.
No, okay. What about three queuing or queuing?
No.
What about guessing from context?
No.
No? What about sound it out?
No.
Okay. What about sign words, lists, or flashcards?
No.
What about phonics?
No.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now.
Sure.
From what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, which means sounding out words, cueing, which means guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
Combination of both.
Thank you. Research has found out that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, nothing at all?
I'd say a fair amount.
Fair amount, okay. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you have heard a little bit about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard in your own words in a small sentence?
Well, I think the school system that she's in, they do a nice job in supporting the students with all that, and my daughter's at the level where, you know, she's been accepted to play lacrosse in college, so she's fully accepted into college, so it's really nothing really affect at this point.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As you may know, more than half students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Very concerned.
Very concerned, okay. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, yes or no?
I'm not familiar with it, so I'd have to say no.
No, okay. Do you think schools need, or do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. What do you who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Teachers, school districts, school administrations, parents, schools, state education officials?
Can you put two, parents and teachers?
Yes, of course.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, does your 12th grade child have dyslexia, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
No? Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your 12th grade child identify as LGBTQ plus IA plus, I'm sorry, or not?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you so much. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,
sure.
25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, 150 plus?
Yeah, stop there.
Okay. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01760.
Thank you. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. Yes or no?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Thank you. First name, please. Your first name?
Steve. Steve.
Steve, S-T-E-V-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name?
Is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Okay, Lawrence. What is the best phone number to reach you?
I'd say 508.
Okay.
508-545-1511.
Okay, that will be 508-545-1511.
Yes.
Okay. What is the best email address to reach you?
I'd rather not give them an email at this point.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
What do you prefer to be contacted by, text or message or email?
Well, you don't have my... Yeah, let's do this. I'll give you my number for texting.
Okay,
you
go
want.
Ahead.
But I don't want phone calls on that phone.
Okay.
It's 508.
Okay.
479.
Okay.
4746.
Okay, I'll repeat that for you. 508-479-4746, correct?
Yes.
And we can text you to that number, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and participation. You have a good one. Good evening.
Thank you, bud. Bye.
Bye.